Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 515 through 528.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying, bite-sized true crime case. Before we get started, as always, my friend, my co-host, my buddy, my pal, how you doing? How's your week been? What you been up to?
You know, I've been good. Week's been busy, per usual. It's Wednesday, you know, just trucking along, working, schooling, hanging out. How about you?
Oh, doing good. Doing good. We're actually preparing for the summer. So I know a lot of people out there are like me, really like going to concerts and stuff like that. You may know Live Nation today. We're recording this on the 21st, but Live Nation was doing their big $30 ticket sale for the summer. So we got some tickets to see Coheed and Cambria and Taking Back Sunday. And then we're also going to Kids Bop, y'all. So we're going to be Ba-do-ba-da-ba-do-bop. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Don't think Hanson's going to be there, but
well, you never know. They might do a Hanson song, but
they might sing bop.
Yeah, Millie's super excited for it. She was very, very pumped. We ingest a lot of Kids Bop in our lives. So she's very pumped to go. And so I'm just planning for a good summer. You're coming to visit, which we're going to do some concerting, which is great. Get to hang out.
You know, it's not until July, but we're coming. It's coming.
Yeah. And it's going to be more than like, you know, you're here for 12 hours. Yeah. And then back on a plane.
26 maybe.
Yeah. So it'll be very, very cool. Also, I did just want to say, because we have been so freaking busy, dude, happy podcast anniversary.
Three weeks late almost.
Yeah, because both of us totally forgot, but May 2nd. Yeah. May 2nd was 3 years. We started this podcast May 2nd of 2022. I went back and looked today. And
goodness.
So happy anniversary. Like I said, I promise you, Kara and I, our wedding anniversary is in May as well. And both of us forgot our wedding anniversary. It's the 13th. And both of us were on the 14th.
I can remember that. Yeah. It was my granny's birthday.
We got married on Friday the 13th. So we were like, oh, you know, it'll be easy to remember. And both of us on like the 14th or the 15th were like, oh, dude, we've been married. Yeah, we got married in 2016. So we're like, oh man, like it's been a good amount of time. But yeah, completely spaced. So not only did I forget the podcast anniversary, I also forgot my wedding anniversary because that's just how I'm rolling this year. So
that's how 2025 is doing us all.
Yeah. But, you know, kind of looking back at everything, I will say we were talking about it a little bit before we started rolling. But, you know, doing this podcast is definitely time consuming when you're thinking about the research and putting everything together. But doing it with you and being able to spend time and hang out with you, it really does make all that work seem worth it, and it makes it fun. So
yeah,
I just want to tell you, I feel very lucky to have spent the last 3 years doing this podcast with you and watching our friendship and our partnership grow. And I appreciate you very, very much. Just want to tell you that.
Thank you, John. I feel the same way. I don't know how to reciprocate that in words, but I feel the same way.
You're like, thank you. It's my episode this week. Well, with that being said, I'll quit the sappy stuff. But again,
quit with the sappy.
Yeah, I'll quit with the sappy. Get to the stabby. It is your short on time episode this week. So thank you for bringing a case. I am super excited about this because that clip that you sent me, I know that was a viral clip that I'm sure millions of people have seen, and people who listen to the podcast have probably seen it. I don't want to spoil anything. But I'm really, really excited to jump into it. So what do you say? Should we quit the sappy, get to the stabby, and break down what you brought for us this week?
Yeah, I don't know if I should say, like, I send it. I guess I can say this without giving it away. So we've talked about this before. On social media, I see stories and I send them to John. So that way I know where they are when I need to go look back for stories and ideas for the podcast. And so I sent one the other day and I thought it was just kind of clickbait. Like, wasn't sure if it was real, just seemed kind of funny and just like, really, this happened? And then I actually Googled it and it was a real story. So that's where this week's episode comes from.
Yeah. And we can, as we go through, we can talk about the clip a little bit.
Yeah. We have to post the clip. Like yeah. The clip has to be in the show notes if possible.
Yeah. Well, we can at least put it
in the Facebook group.
Yeah. I'll drop it in the Facebook group so people can see it. But it really does. You're like, oh my God, there's no way. Yeah. So yeah, I'm super excited to break it down. It's, you know, two of my favorite things, super viral content and true crime. So what do you say? Should we break it down?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
On the night of July 28th, 2019, around 3 a.m., a man placed a call to 911 claiming shots had been fired. Renard Spivey told the dispatcher there had been a fight. He said his wife, Patricia, had accused him of cheating and that they got into an argument that turned physical. According to him, Patricia had gone for his gun. He claimed they tussled over it and that it accidentally discharged. He had a gunshot wound to his leg. Patricia, however, was dead. She had been shot 3 times, once in the arm, once in the head, and fatally through the heart. Now, Renard and Patricia Spivey had been married for years, living in a modest home in Houston. Patricia was quiet, faithful, devoted to her church and family. Renard was larger than life, both literally and figuratively. He was 6'3 and 290 pounds. Now, again, this is where I say this could be familiar to our listeners, as Renard was a charming courtroom bailiff on the TV show Justice for All with Judge Christina Perez. Now, have you ever heard of this show?
So I've never seen a full episode, but fun fact about your friend John. I get really into YouTube rabbit holes and social media rabbit holes of clips from shows like, oh my God, Judge Judy. I mean, there's so many of them. The People's Court, where it's like this person gave me a loan and it was an exchange for sexual favors. And I will watch like a 25 minute clip where it's like, you know, I've raised this child my whole life and I need a paternity test to make sure that it is my child. And I will sit there and just like watch them over and over and over again. So I have seen Justice for All with Judge Christina Perez in several clips. She is she's no nonsense. She's very feisty. Okay.
She's like a Judge Judy type.
She is, but she's like the younger.
Yeah, she's like young and blonde and.
Yeah. Where, you know, Judge Judy is like, shut your mouth. I'm talking, right. Like, shut up. Yeah. She's very like, you know, she brings the older millennial sass a little bit from what I've seen there. So yes, I am familiar with her. But if you ever, you know, call me and I don't answer, it's probably because I'm in a deep rabbit hole there. So.
Well, her show has 2 daytime Emmys and a 3rd nomination. So it's makes doing sense. Something right.
Definitely makes sense.
But before the spotlight, he was a bodybuilder. He served in the Harris County Sheriff's Office, eventually becoming a deputy. He was known for his authoritative voice and calm presence on and off the screen. Now, back in 2019, when detectives arrived at the Spivey home, something didn't add up. There were no signs of a struggle. The bedroom where Patricia's body lay looked untouched. A neatly made bed, a pair of eyeglasses was undisturbed on a nightstand, no overturned furniture, no blood trail showing a chaotic fight, just a gun, a few bullet casings, and Patricia lifeless on the floor. This made investigators grow suspicious. Now, behind closed doors, the Spiveys' marriage was fraying. Friends said Patricia was growing suspicious, fearful even. She had confided in her brother shortly before her death, telling him that the marriage was on edge and that Renard had a violent temper. Spivey was arrested and charged with the murder of his wife. He was initially held without bail, but a week after his arrest, a judge set bond at $50,000. This seemed low given he was arrested for murder. Spivey was released on bond shortly afterward under certain conditions, including GPS monitoring and house arrest. He was able to attend church on Sundays and even enjoy workouts at the gym. During the trial, the prosecution argued that this wasn't a tragic accident, but a deliberate act, one that was fueled by anger and control. They pointed to his physical advantage over Patricia, the number of shots fired, and the eerie calmness of his voice during the 911 call. Now, the defense pushed back, painting a picture of a man acting in self-defense, caught in the heat of a marital breakdown. Now, this trial dragged on for 4 years. But finally, in December of 2023, after 12 hours of deliberation, the verdict came in. Renard Spivey was not guilty for the murder of his wife, Patricia. He walked free, acquitted of murdering his wife. The jury asked during the trial what the definition of a reasonable doubt was. It seems that the prosecution was unable to prove that Renard intentionally shot his wife that night in July of 2019. Now, what caught my attention is that Renard Spivey was back in the spotlight. So this is a little clip that was showing on social media, which prompted me to think that this wasn't a real case.
Yeah.
So in March of 2025, Renard Spivey was charged with felony theft following an incident at the Forget-Me-Not Lounge in Houston. And I'm assuming that lounge is a gentleman's club, just based off the name, if I had to guess.
Yeah, it's just a club for gentlemen to go and unwind, you know, and do gentlemanly things, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what I thought that would be. But according to court documents, Spivey allegedly gave a waitress $600 to cover the tab of other patrons, stating that any remaining amount would serve as her tip. However, he purposefully reached into her fanny pack and took $400 in cash. When the waitress confronted him and the manager intervened, Spivey was arrested around 2 a.m. He has been indicted on felony theft charges and is awaiting trial. So who knows if he will, one, be retried for something that he didn't do in 2019 or did do. And two, I think he'll actually do some time for this because it's a felony.
Yeah.
Don't all felons go to prison, I think.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely, it's a pretty serious charge to, you know, steal $400 from a waitress. I will say, because I want to make sure that we're being fair when I take a look, I did a quick Google search because I didn't want to just assume
what this man looks like.
The Forget Me Not Lounge. So it is actually like a restaurant. It's a bar and restaurant. Uh-huh. Their brunch
and they do
menu.
What there?
Their brunch menu looks delicious. It looks like it's just a straight up.
Just a restaurant.
Yes.
Looks, all right. Actually, fine. Shout out to Forget Me Not Lounge.
Yeah, you have to make a reservation. So if you're in the Houston area.
It's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks.
The tab is like $400 or $500.
Yeah. I'm pulling up their brunch menu right now because I like to punish myself. So yeah, they have like just to give you the kind of places is traditional French toast starts at $15. So.
All right.
If you want a side of eggs, that's $6.
They had a lot of mimosas that brunch day.
Mm-hmm. Lobster tail and grits, $34. So, yeah, it's it looks like a legit place. Now, this is their brunch menu that I'm looking at. So, I imagine
steak dinners, probably about $60.
Yeah, you get a breakfast sandwich from anywhere between $12 to $16. So, okay. It's a little more expensive than
I stand corrected.
Yeah. A little more expensive than the Speedway or the Thornton's gas station, but you get, you know, so shout out. Definitely didn't want to, you know, ruin a place's reputation when you can just Google it and find out.
Like, oh, it's actually delicious food.
Yeah. But
So, I mean, this guy is massive.
He's
number
huge.
One. He's like, we'll put a picture of him in the show notes or however in the Facebook group, or y'all can just Google him. He is massive. He is a bailiff that is just massive. You're not going to mess with him.
He's Terry Crews big. Like everybody knows
bigger.
Terry Crews. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's a big guy.
And so then they talk about, you know, there's not a lot of information on the court documents. Like for me to really like get in all the details of what happened. Like I couldn't find any of that. But I did read where they're like, how are they claiming self-defense? She's a little woman. He's massive. And like even today, they have like interviews of him and within this year, like on television, and he's still massive.
Yeah.
He's just a big, solid dude.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, to me, the big red flag is, you know, I'm trying to say this without getting too personal. So I have experienced marital issues growing up, right? And when things get heated and people argue and like, you know, have seen things like get flipped over and, you know, like having to do like drywall work and stuff like that because, you know, an argument got really intense, right? That does not sound like you would imagine, right? If somebody pulled a gun and you're tussling, you're rolling around on the floor, right? If you actually accidentally get shot in the leg, you know, there's going to be streaks of blood. There's going to be, you know, all sorts of stuff. And it sounds like the detectives walked into essentially a hotel room. Everything is like pristine, you know, like that throws up some flags for sure. So there is something to say that we got in this argument and we, you know, we were tussling around, especially when you're a big guy like that, like you're going to knock stuff over. Like there's going to be signs.
Over, be able to get control of her and a gun. She's little. But the other thing the defense said, not the defense, the prosecution was, if the gun went off the first time and you got shot, because he got shot in the leg. Supposedly, if the gun went off the first time, they said there's no way you would pull it again three more times.
No. And to think that two of her shots, I mean, she was shot in the head. She was shot in the heart. Like those are very, and again, this is just speculation, right? I don't know. But to me, those seem like very specific places to be shot when a gun just accidentally goes off, right? I could see like getting grazed in the neck or like, you know, getting shot in the stomach, but to be hit directly in the heart and in the head, it seems like that's more than an accident. And like, to your point, sometimes there'll be some days where Kara's like, I'm going to kick your ass. And like, you know, wants to play fight. And it, for me, it's very easy to just be like,
no,
like you're in one spot, right?
Yeah.
Like I could fold you like a pretzel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she like comes up to his shoulders. If you see them in photos, like There's no way he couldn't get control over her.
Right. And, you know, I get, you know, like, there is that element of, like, I don't want to hit a woman, you know, anything of that nature. But also, like, if somebody's pointing a gun at me, like, I'm going to take control of the situation if I can overpower you in that way. Right. So it's just a whole heck of a lot that doesn't make a lot of sense. And then to see that he has had behavior that maybe it's not murder, but he's like allegedly continuing criminal behavior is like, okay, you know, maybe it's something in the person that you are. And you know, you would think, like, if I got accused of killing my wife and then after a 4-year trial, they were like not guilty, I would have the cleanest nose for the rest of my life. Yeah.
Of my life. Yeah. And this was only like a year or two after he got, because I think what the trial that came out in 2023, I think, is when he was acquitted. And this happened in March of 2025. So it was like right at a year that I think this happened. I'm like, this is not what you should be doing, sir. Mind your P's and Q's and you go home, put your head down.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. It definitely seems like there is more. It seems more nefarious than he is. In my mind, it's like they were arguing, he shot her and then was like, I've got to shoot myself in the leg to like come up with a story. And, you know, again, sounds like, you know, to his luck, he was able to walk away from that. But
yeah, that's what it seems like to me as well.
Should we talk about the clip before okay. So I don't, do you want to explain it? Do you want me to explain it?
I'll let you explain it.
So in the clip, it's a clip from this TV show and it is a couple that is arguing. And I forget, do you remember specifically what they're arguing about in the clip? They're like separating or something, but there's a, I forget what it is specifically.
Yeah, I don't know if it actually says.
But they're arguing back and forth. And I think the guy says, you know, like, you know, no married man is happy. And the judge, Christina Perez, is like, well, the bailiff here has been married for, you know, happily married for X amount of years.
27.
Yeah, 27 years. And the man in front of the judge goes, yeah, but look at him. He don't look happy. And he like has his arms crossed and then he's trying to be serious and you see him just like break. He starts laughing.
Like smiling like a nice guy. Like he's charming.
Yeah, he's like, he's been married 27 years. This dude isn't happy at all. And then it immediately cuts to TV bailiff arrested for murdering his wife.
His wife, yeah. So I'm like, there's no way this is real. It's just a joke. Just is clickbait.
Yeah, so we'll definitely post the clip because it is like, it's just insane that like somebody called him out. That's the funny part is that like, look at this dude. There is no way.
He doesn't look happy.
No. And then, you know, you to call it so blatantly, you know what I mean? I bet that guy saw that on TV and was like, I told you.
I knew it. I knew it, Judge. You owe me.
Yeah. Well, if we're talking a deadbolt test, I mean, I guess I will go first, but something like this, you know, for as much as we've kind of been, you know, joking around a little bit, at the end of the day, it really is kind of unsettling that you could be with somebody for over 20 years and then this is how your story ends. You know, so for me, yeah, I'd probably put this about a 7. I don't ever see anything like this happening to me. I will say that I am very happy in my relationship. Sure, we have problems.
You don't look happy.
No.
kidding.
Oh no. No, I'm very happy. I'm very lucky to be with the person that I'm with. So I do not see this happening to me, but at the end of the day, to like be with somebody for that long and you know, if you're married to somebody for that long, like there has to be points where it was good, right? Like you don't stick with something for over 2 decades if it's terrible, right? And so I can imagine Patricia, if the way that we think this went down is the way that it went down, talking to her brother and just seeing that like something has changed and the relationship is changing, that's got to be extremely hard to go through. But I can't imagine she ever thought it would end the way that it did. So for me, I put it at a 7. But what about you?
You know, I don't like these. I don't like when people kill each other as spouses. Yeah, all jokes aside, like it really is devastating because I do personally think that it went down the way in which we said it went down, regardless of what the jury said. And this man is out walking free, so we're just going to leave it at that. But I always say, just get a divorce. Move on. It'll be okay. It'll be hard for a while, but just move on. So these, I think this is an 8, man. Like, you just can't fight with your wife and then shoot her 3 times.
Yeah.
I just don't believe it.
Yeah.
So I'm putting it at an 8.
In the head and in the heart. Like, I think that's the thing that really seals it for me is, like, where... What is that? If it was a gut shot
and he's a deputy. Like, it's not like he doesn't know how to shoot.
Right. Like, you're training with firearms. You know, I have friends who are police officers. I have friends who are military. Like, you know how to operate that gun. You know where and how to shoot to inflict, like, the kind of damage that you're trying to inflict. And, you know, to me, that just, it honestly sounds like maybe even, like, training kicked in. And it's like, yeah, I shot her in the head. I shot her dead center in the chest, right? Like, because that's how you're trained to shoot, you know? So I don't know. It's crazy, but, you know, hopefully I think the universe has a funny way, right? Like, it kind of reminds me of OJ a little bit, like how OJ got off for murder and then ended up going to prison for a while for, like, stealing his own sports memorabilia.
That's so, talked about as you, like, researching this guy, like, he's like the OJ.
Yeah, he's like the modern OJ. But, you know, I think the universe has a funny way of being like, hey, you know, people don't forget. We know what you did. You know what I mean? So hopefully if what we're thinking is true, hopefully the universe catches up with them a little bit. So, well, that is where we fall on the deadbolt test for this week's case. I'm coming in at a 7. Olivia coming in a little bit higher at an 8. But as always, we want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the murder of Patricia Spivey fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at CheckTheLocksPod. You can find us on Twitter at CheckTheLocks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out just so you can watch this clip we're going to post, because we would love to have you as part of our family. We would love to hear your thoughts on this episode and any other one that we put out there. So come hang out with us. We would love to get to know you, spend a little time with you. And as always, if you like what we do, you want to help support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks to get signed up today. We got a lot of great tiers, a lot of exclusive benefits, stickers, coffee mugs, stuff like that. Plus, you get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those damn ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, if you want to help us out, that's patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out, and sharing what we do with your friends and family means just as much, if not more. Again, say it all the time, but it's all about that word of mouth growth, right? If you tell somebody to listen, they'll check it out and hopefully become part of our little community here. So if you're letting people know that we exist and telling them to listen, just know that we appreciate that more than we could ever tell you. That's all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you next week with another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case, but until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
See you next week, and thank you for 3 great years.
Thank you. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.